So our next speaker is Heidi Leung. Hopefully I'm saying that right. And she's going to talk about what's microcryptographic boundary. So I know for a fact that many of the first, especially the first-time users, always ask this question when they come to us, what should I define as my boundary, right? Should it be the whole module? Should it be a small piece of it? And if it is so, can I take this piece out? Can I take that piece out? So it's always a big question. And Heidi is going to talk about that. A little bit about Heidi. She holds an MS in Security Engineering from Southern Methodist University in Dallas, Texas. She is one of the lead testers in the cryptographic and security testing lab and an evaluator of the in common criteria as well. And she's from ATSEC. She leads the team to complete many FIPS validations of IT products, including software, hybrid, and hardware modules for different security levels. She is also consults with vendors about the CNVP and CAVP requirements. Welcome, Heidi.
Hello, everybody. My name is Yingchong Leung, and you can call me Heidi. I'm from ATSEC. So today I'm going to talk about cryptographic boundary, and is related to the FIPS 140-2. And also, I'm going to talk about the issue in the current FIPS 140-2 implementation guidance about the boundary. So why do we care about how to define a cryptographic boundary? Because it is a first security requirement in the FIPS 140-2 standard. It is in Section 4. How to define a good cryptographic boundary, then we can nail down what our module type is. So is it the module is a software modules, firmware modules, hardware modules, or hybrid modules? To give you more information about the hybrid module, because it's kind of new, hybrid module is a software or firmware component of your modules, and then with a disjoint hardware component that provide cryptographic service. So after we know that what your module is, then there is a requirement about the data in and out of your modules, which is talked about in Section 4.2, FIPS 140-2 standard. So cryptographic modules port and interface. So for example, for software modules, your data input and output can be through the API, which is the application programming interface. For hardware modules, the user can interact directly with the hardware. But for hybrid modules, in the FIPS 140-2 implementation guidance, CNVP requires that the data in and out of your modules need to be at the software or firmware level. So you cannot, for a hybrid module, you cannot interact with the hardware directly. You have to go through the software, and then the software of your modules communicate with your disjoint hardware. For the service, a lot of vendor wants to include a lot of service into their modules boundary. However, CNVP requires that if any changes made within your cryptographic boundary, you need to deal with validation. So if you draw a very big cryptographic boundary of your modules, then you may want to change something that is non-security relevant, but because of the changes, you have to do the revalidation. So we always recommend our vendor to draw a smaller cryptographic boundary of your modules, and then only include a service that is crypto-related. And also, for the key entry and output requirement, in the FIPS 140-2 implementation guidance 7.7, they specifically talk about how your key enter or output of your modules, maybe they can allow in plain text, or maybe they require to be encrypted. And then for the FIPS 140-2 implementation guidance 7.14 talk about entropy, which is new, published last year, and then talk about what type of scenario, if it is inside your cryptographic boundary or outside of your cryptographic boundary, and then when do we need to do the entropy analysis assessment? When do we maybe put a caveat on a certificate and we can waive it? So Section 4.9 about self-test, integrity test, software, firmware, load test. So this session is required, the fifth standard requires that like all the software or firmware components of your modules need to be have an integrity check so that make sure that all the components remain their integrity. And then session 4.10 talk about configuration management, which requires that all your components of your modules need to be included in the configuration management item list. So once again, anything changes within the cryptographic boundary from the CMVP's point of view, you may need to do a revalidation. If you have been to the FIPS 140-2 validation through the CMVP before, you know that a lot of time, a lot of money, and a lot of effort to go for the testing, the test testing, and also the documentation writing, and also the test report. So this terminology, you can like really do a search into the FIPS 140-2 implementation guidance, which is about the boundary, and it's so confusing. So we have the terminology physical boundary, defined boundary of the modules, modules defined boundary, cryptographic modules logical boundary, cryptographic modules boundary, boundary of the cryptographic modules, cryptographic boundary of the modules, and logical boundary. So there is a lot of words about the boundary and what do they mean in the FIPS 140-2. Actually CMVP and CAVP, we can summarize to two boundary. In the FIPS 140-2 standard, there is only one definition about the cryptographic boundary, which is an explicitly defined continuous perimeter that establishes the physical bounds of the cryptographic modules and contains all the hardware, software, and or firmware components of the cryptographic modules. So physical bounds of the cryptographic modules. For the CAVP, we have the cryptographic algorithm boundary. Sometimes they call it implementation boundary, which is the boundary of the algorithm implementation. According to the CAVP, the cryptographic algorithm boundary does not have to be the same as the cryptographic modules boundary. It can be smaller. So when we talk about cryptographic modules type, software and firmware modules, basically it's just a program and there is no hardware about it. So then how do we define the cryptographic boundary, which is like the physical bound of the cryptographic modules? And then in the FIPS 140-2 implementation guidance, we have two new terminology. One is physical boundary and the other one is logical boundary. So physical boundary is mean the platform on which the software or firmware components reside. So for the software and firmware modules, you have to include the operating system. So your test platform, your software or firmware modules, and the operating system. Physical boundary is also treated as the same as the cryptographic boundary. They are equivalent. For the logical boundary, basically it's the set of your software or firmware components that implement the cryptographic mechanism. And then according to the IG 1.16 and 1.17, which define the software or firmware modules, they said that the logical boundary is wholly contained with the physical boundary. So I'm going to talk about each module type and how to draw the cryptographic boundary. So I have two examples here. The left-hand side is a set of software or firmware components. So maybe some vendor like build algorithms, and then each algorithm is a binaries. And then on top of that, the FIPS 140-2 also have other requirements like self-test requirement, and then they have another binary files. So the whole group, whole set of the binary file is the modules. And then my right-hand side is another example, like render builder binaries, and then in that binaries include all the self-test requirement and also algorithms implementation. So in this case, the physical boundary is the platform that includes the operating system and also the set of software and firmware components. The logical boundary is your software modules that provide the cryptographic service. The implementation boundary, which is also the cryptographic algorithm boundary, according to the CAVP FAQ, actually they put the boundary as the binary files. So for example, the left-hand side, we have like a bunch of binary files to form the modules. In this case, each binary files of your algorithm is the implementation binary. At the right-hand side, the binary files, because it is one binary file, and they include all the algorithms. And then the implementation binary of the modules of the algorithm actually is entire binary files. I have a software hybrid, firmware hybrid modules here. So they are the same. I mean, only the difference between software and firmware is like the operating environment is different. So same here, like I mentioned about the definition, the software and firmware hybrid module is the software modules or firmware modules with a disjoint hardware components that provide cryptographic service, then it's a hybrid module. So the physical boundary of the modules in this type of modules is the entire platform that includes the operating system and also the software and firmware modules. And also their disjoint hardware components that provide cryptographic service. That is the everything is the physical binary. So for the logical binary, is the left-hand side is like all the binary files that provide cryptographic service, as well as the disjoint hardware components that provide the cryptographic service. Then it is a logical binary. For the right-hand side is the big binary files that include everything and the disjoint hardware components. The implementation binary is also the binary file is your implementation binary. Implementation binary. And then for the hardware, each hardware components that have the algorithm implementation, they have the implementation boundary of each self too. So hardware, according to FIPS 140-2 implementation guidance, there is only one boundary, which is the cryptographic boundary. What it means is the physical boundary and the logical boundary, they are the same. So you interact with the modules like directly. So in this case, the firmware firmware components of your modules, that these binary files, if they provide error from, then the implementation boundary will be the same as the binary files of your firmware. And then if your hardware, also like some of the hardware components inside your hardware modules provide a cryptographic service, then each hardware component is the implementation boundary. So because of the nowadays new technology, we have subchip. Subchip is a single chip, and then inside a single chip, we have multiple subchip. And then they call it subchip cryptographic subsystem. So we don't want to wear the entire subchip modules. Then CMVP provide a new guidance in IG 1.20, which talk about how to validate this type of modules. So according to the IG 1.20, the physical boundary of the modules is the entire single chip. The logical boundary is the subchip that implement the cryptographic mechanism, and then they call it subchip cryptographic subsystem boundary. So in the implementation boundary, which is the algorithm boundary, is also the firmware, the binary files, and the circuit that include the cryptographic algorithm implementation. So in the past, we know that like we want to define a small boundary of the modules so that we have a small validation scope to avoid revalidation, because any changes, then you need to do revalidation with CMVP. In the FIPS 140-2 standard, it says that a cryptographic module shall implement at least one approved security function used in an approved mode of operation. So which means if you have one security function, then you can go through the FIPS 140-2 validation. So you don't have to include like tons of things. In the FIPS 140-2 IG 1.1, which about cryptographic modules name, and then it CMVP also talk about like it is not acceptable to provide a modules name that represent a module that has more components than the module's defined binary. So CMVP also think that like if your modules provide cryptographic modules is small, then you give a name that is small and is related to your cryptographic modules. In CAVP, they also talk about tighten the algorithm boundary. So sometimes, for example, like we have a two-key triple test or three-key triple test, and then we have to implement a checking to make sure the key is the same, or is a two-key or is a three-key. So in that case, the checking mechanism, like they can be like implemented outside of your algorithm boundary, don't have to be included, because if you include it in the algorithm boundary, any changes, you need to do a revalidation. So, this is wave. Okay, so recently we found that like last year actually, CMVP published a new implementation guidance which talk about the entropy analysis. They require that three scenarios. The first one is if your hardware modules include your entropy source inside of your module's cryptographic boundary, then you need to do an entropy analysis. If a software modules and then they use the entropy source that is inside your module's physical boundary but outside of your logical boundary, you need to do an entropy source. For software modules that use the entropy source that is outside of your physical boundary, if the vendor can provide the information, you need to do the entropy analysis. So vendor need to provide the entropy string estimation of your entropy source, and then the lab, we need to do the entropy analysis report. So we need to do something that is like out of the module's boundary. There is another IG 8.5 got updated last year, and then it's talk about AES GCM, IV generation. So AES GCM IV generation, CMVP required it must be generated internally with two exceptions. The exception is if the AES GCM is being used in a TLS or IPsec protocol defined in the RFC standard, then in this case, you can do AES GCM IV generation externally, which is outside of your modules, but your entire TLS and the IKE key attachment scheme need to be included into your physical boundary of the modules being validated. So here, we have a question. What's this cryptographic boundary of the modules refers to? Does it mean logical boundary or physical boundary? If it is mean physical boundary, but outside of the logical boundary, then why CMVP asks us to review the source code of the TLS protocol and the IKE key attachment scheme, and then verify this component that is out of our logical boundary? But if it is mean like physical boundary and logical boundary, then CMVP is asking the vendor to enlarge your logical boundary of the modules to validate more stuff that not only cryptographic really call. Okay. So we, what is the impact about enlarging the validation scope? So vendors say we want small scope, small boundary, so avoid the revalidation. But CMVP said that like, no, we want to know inside out of your modules. No matter you develop or not, you are responsible. And then the impact about it is, so the data in, data out of your modules is going to be at your TLS protocol and IKE key attachment scheme, because it's not like calling the algorithm directly anymore, it's the wrapper. And then the integrity check of your software firmware components need to be like larger. Your configuration management, the configuration item list is larger. And also, this is more important, is that your source code, because you have to include the TLS and the IKE attachment scheme and also other relevant source code into your module's boundary, which means you may exceed the 30% of the source code change, then you cannot do revalidation anymore. You have to go for the full validation to get a FIPS certificate. So another issue is about asymmetric key treatment between a software modules and a subchip cryptographic system. These two modules, I already put the diagram in several slides before. And then the left-hand side is the software modules, software hybrid modules. And then the right-hand side is the single chip modules. So both of them, you can see that the physical boundary is the same. There is a physical boundary. And then the logical boundary is part of the physical boundary, so it's not entire. They are similar. However, if you look into the FIPS 140-2 implementation guidance 7.7, you will get the idea. If the key transfer between the modules and other calling application within your physical boundary of the modules is allowed in printf. But if you try to transfer a key outside of your physical boundary, they need to be encrypted. However, the IG 1.20 required that if the subsystem trying to communicate with other subchip subsystem within the same physical boundary, you need to be encrypted. So which means the key entry and output requirement is at the logical boundary right now, not the physical boundary, which is not the same as the traditional thinking about the IG 7.7. Our CST lab manager, Yimao, she is going to talk about this issue in depth in the afternoon. If you're interested, please go to her presentation to get more information about this issue. CMVP is aware of this issue right now. So my conclusion is there's so many terminologies about the modules boundary in the IG, and it is confusing. So they are not consistent. The vendor, if you should define your modules boundary carefully and properly and engage the lab at an early stage of development, because there is some requirements in the IG that need to be cleared up. And also be aware that the CMVP has a tendency to enlarge the validation scope and the modules boundary. That's what we've seen from the IG purpose recently. And also there is a symmetric key treatment for key entry and output between the software and the subchip cryptographic subsystem. So that's all I have. Thank you very much.
Are there any questions?
No, not so quickly. Are there any questions? There.
Oh. You have a couple of questions. We have a minute or two for a couple of questions.
Okay.
You talked about self-test.
Okay.
And how that, but wanting to contract the boundary would involve putting the self-test outside, like mm-hmm. testing, whatever. In hardware, the built-in self-test for a crypto module is very tightly coupled with the thing itself. And if I put it outside the boundary, it would puncture that boundary with an awful lot of wires, which is why we put it inside. So from the perspective, see a divergence of what requires the hardware and software when it comes to self-test.
About that question, actually, hardware CMVP does not require any integrated check. Only the software and firmware components, they require the integrated check. So hardware,
So the problem is the hardware needs an integrity test.
Okay.
To build the chip.
Okay.
And if you do traditional scan test, you will fail this because you'll fail mm-hmm. that boundary.
Okay.
Saying there seems to be this divergence, so the hardware needs to meet fits well, it needs to do a built-in self-test inside the boundary, and the requirements of software different, so we had a...
Okay. This is the CMVP question. Yeah. But right now, the lab, we don't, the hardware modules, we don't, if you have it, we will claim it, but if you don't have it, and then we will not push you to have it. Yeah, we do see some hardware, implement CLC 32 or SHA or something, but it's not required at the hardware level, but definitely include, need to be included in the software and firmware module. Thank you.
One more question you want to take while I get this
yes.
ready?
Sorry, if you had validation, revalidation, mentioned there multiple times. Oh, yeah. Do you see that as a big problem with vendors not declaring the proper percentage that they apply to validation?
They're
trying to get around and just leaving it as is and just, hey, it's good, it's
validated,
we're good. Where's that
standard? Well, revalidation is for example, because they have in the IG 5140-2 IG 1.8 talk about revalidation, there is five scenario. And then you have an easy scenario, and then you have some difficult scenario. So the easy scenario is you maybe get the revalidation within 2 weeks to a month, but if you do revalidation for some difficult scenario or full validation, that it can take several months waiting in queue with the CMVP reviewer to pick it up and then review it and then issue the first certificate. So that's why we try to if you define a small binary of your modules, then you can avoid making any changes in your cryptographic binary. Then you can avoid revalidation because it can take up to like several months to get the certificate and with the revalidation. Yeah. Okay.
Thank you, Heidi.